Vermont produces a lot of chocolate and cocoa products. It's one of our top food exports. But cacao doesn't grow here, and climate change has been disrupting the global supply chain. Vermont businesses that rely on cacao are having to make changes. Keely Enstrom of the University of Vermont Community News Service has more.
So this place is a nonstop zoo.
Peter Miller is giving me a tour of Miller Farm in Vernon.
So, in your tennis shoes, you can step over that.
Oh, okay. Miller Farm is a dairy farm, and inside their milk plant, they bottle 300 gallons of milk a day.
After we do the half and half, we'll be bottling chocolate milk a little bit.
Their chocolate milk is a bestseller. But in February, production almost came to a halt. The farm was down to its last bag of cocoa powder. There was a global shortage, and their normal supplier had run out. Eventually, they found some from a different supplier. Still.
Having to change it midstream was rather frightening for us. We didn't know if we'd have a great falling out of customers. It's like if Heinz had to change their ketchup formula or something, all of a sudden it tastes different.
Cacao grows along the equator, largely in Africa and Central and South America. Climate change in those regions is making weather unpredictable, and cacao is getting harder to grow, which means for consumers like Miller Farm, it's getting harder to buy.
Hello, Stratford Organic Creamery. This is Amy.
Amy Heifer and her husband Earl have been making chocolate milk at Stratford Creamery for about 20 years. Their cocoa supplier also recently ran out.
So, you know, it just none anywhere on the, you know, that we could get it all or that they could source.
Their solution was to amp up their supply of maple milk. They get their maple from a friend down the road.
Unlike cocoa powder that I've, you know, was working for weeks and then months to try to keep in stock, the maple syrup I could call and Willis came up that afternoon with a new barrel.
Stratford now has chocolate milk again, but Heifer says she doesn't know what their supply will look like in the future.
I mean, we can make all plans all day, but the agricultural gods tend to laugh at them.
Other local businesses are improvising as well. Lake Champlain Chocolates in Burlington is one of Vermont's largest chocolatiers. I stopped by recently for hot chocolate and to talk to communications manager Megan Fitzpatrick.
It's really challenging.
She says as cacao gets harder to source, Lake Champlain Chocolates is trying to get creative.
We make our own marshmallows here and we dip them in chocolate. So trying to sell really delicious confections that maybe don't use as much chocolate, you know, leaning into our caramels and other things that we make here that maybe don't require like a solid piece of chocolate.
Ernesto Mendez is a professor of agroecology at the University of Vermont who studies sustainable food systems. He says while climate change affects both the quality and quantity of cacao, there might be a silver lining for cacao farmers.
Climate change is a crisis, but it also brings an opportunity for the farmers to negotiate better prices.
Mendez says the consumers in the global north may need to start paying more and offering more support to the producers in the global south.
Of course, they didn't want to do it because they're going to lose some of that profit. But they're realizing now if they don't do it, they might not have enough supply.
Megan Fitzpatrick at Lake Champlain Chocolates agrees. She says people and corporations that buy cocoa have long enjoyed low prices.
We haven't really been paying what chocolate is worth for a really long time.
Fitzpatrick says Lake Champlain Chocolate started a new program this year to award microgrants to cacao farmers to help address issues caused by climate change.
We're looking to make some systemic changes at that level, you know, just ensuring our future because climate change is a real issue with cocoa.
As the climate changes, Amy Heifer at Stratford Creamery says everyone who is a part of the cocoa supply chain is adapting.
The two most important words in farming are oh and well, you know, so we'll figure it out.
Luckily, she says, that's what farmers are good at. With producer Kate Newton, I'm Keely Enstrom for the University of Vermont Community News Service.